Welcome back to the Waiver Fire podcast. Nick and JP are tuning in the heart of February. Valentine's Day just passed, heart reference. And we're back, man. We're in the off season and we had to get back together and talk ball, talk whatever's on our mind.
Yeah.
JP, how's it going, man?
Going well. Shout out to our fans.
Yeah, sorry,
Alice.
Fans, it's been a while. Oh, our number one fan, definitely.
Alice,
jumping in quick. I know it, Mom. Shout out.
Shout out to the people who pretend like they don't listen. Shout out Major. That's him.
Major tunes in, and we'll give him some nuggets for his listen tonight. Man, what's been on your mind, JP? It's been a little while. You're now a married man. I got to attend your wedding. It was gorgeous. How's it been going recently, dude?
It's been going great. And in the wake of so many like vacation type parts of my life, things are back to normal. But you always long for vacation, but on my vacation I found something that I knew I would like, which is Las Vegas and gambling. I know I probably won't make it back to Vegas for a little while. It would be different if I lived near there. If you could drive to it, that Vegas is actually a very cheap place to go to overall. Hotels barely cost anything. If you decide to eat at the right place, like if you just go to like Shake Shack or something like for lunch, like you're not going to spend that much money in Vegas, but getting there it's a bitch. It's like $600 hit for a plane ticket.
Goddamn,
so
boy.
Never not going to Vegas until I'm, until I'm ready to do that whole song and dance again. But my brother is moving to Mobile.
I talked to your brother at your wedding. He said he was looking for career opportunities. He settled on Mobile, huh?
Well, he's gonna get the MRI program there.
Gotcha.
He's gonna level up, and they're an hour away from Biloxi.
There you go.
I'm gonna go scratch my sports betting itch and throw a couple roulettes and stuff like that. But yeah, that's it. We've been kind of recuperating from all that, cleaning the house and putting away these wedding gifts as nice as they are. Our house is too big for this crap.
It does add up.
Our house is too small for this crap. There's not enough room for all the stuff. And it's stressful. We're having to figure out where to put everything.
It'll get used in time, man. You stick with those items and you'll use them once a year or so if it kind of pops off a little bit. But, well, thanks for the update, man. Congratulations. I'm glad that your brother's going to settle in well, and he's got a little spot, like a landing spot that you can launch off to Biloxi. That sounds tight.
Can't wait.
Man.
I mean, you have casinos in your state that you could just go to if you got the itch.
There are definitely casinos in my neck of the woods. I am pretty into sports gambling like yourself. I find it very fun to throw just a little bit of cash on something I'm planning on watching anyways, just to heighten things a little bit. I wouldn't go out of my way to give a casino my cash just for, the old school games. If I'm on a cruise, I do like to dabble a little bit on some blackjack, maybe a little roulette.
Did you go on a cruise recently?
It has been some time, man. It's been like 4 years or so, like 2019, I want to say. We went to a
That's not long. You went right before COVID?
Yeah, right before COVID, we went up the northeast coast of like Maine and into Canada, and it was fantastic. And yes,
wow.
I went on a cruise, which this summer my family is going on a Disney cruise. I can't imagine a Disney cruise has gambling on it, but
It doesn't. Yeah. It's the one place that does not have gambling.
it's a damn shame, but we'll find a way to make friendly wagers on certain activities, I'm sure.
I think that it might be one of the best quality cruises out there though.
My God, yes.
Yeah, I just I'm not a cruise guy. I went on some. I think I decided that, I mean, I don't know. I heard about all the poop cruises and stuff like that.
Fair.
I just can't think about that.
That's a good call, man. There's definitely some murky murk rolling around there, but
Disney won't let that happen to you. Walt Disney will cradle you with his arms and hands.
I appreciate that, Walt. And I'm excited for it, man. Obviously, my kids are in prime Disney territory, being 4 and 6 years old. So it'll be it's for them. It's for the kids. But I'm sure the adults will get to play as well. So we'll see how
The food will be great.
I'm trying my best to slim down in advance, and I'm failing at that right now, but I'm trying to get some wiggle room there for sure. Man, we have a little bit of off season. Did you want to spark a little fantasy football discussion a little bit?
Yeah, I've actually got ADP pulled up right now.
Dipping into the real early ADP, man. Has something popped off the page for you yet?
Yeah, dude. In the first round of redraft, I mean,
Ooh.
th this is underdog, you know. This
Okay.
is best ball. Rees Hall is in
Wow.
the first round.
That bastard took me out of the semifinals on a 30-point production. The dude's a
Bijan
monster, man.
Bijan Robinson is in the first round.
Ooh, Bijan. Also, his skill is so good, but what does that team look like, man? Do they dive back with Ridder? Oof, that's scary in the first.
Who do you think is the top wide receiver?
Man, Justin Jefferson. You know, I was looking up free agents right before the pod. Kirk Cousins is technically a free agent. If the Vikings can't re-sign him, it's a serious downgrade, whether it's Nick Mullins or Josh Dobbs or a rookie, significant downgrade for Justin Jefferson. So I guess it would be Tyreek.
It's CD.
CD, really? I don't know about that right there, man. Over Tyreek seems aggressive, I guess, to me.
CD, Tyreek, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, and then Breece Hall.
Wow. I guess I don't. I mean, CD is exceptional, and he's become the funnel of that entire offense. I also saw on the free agent list Tony Pollard, running back for the Dallas Cowboys. So if they can't figure out the running game for whatever reason, and that defense took a little bit of a step back last year, not saying that they still can't be elite. I think they can still be. But if they aren't, I get it. The Dak CD, love relationship has been fruitful. So I get it. That's a spicy first round though.
Yeah, I mean, it is best ball, so they are more banking on cumulative points here. They're not saying, I mean, I still will choose Tyreek over CD. His game hasn't changed at all. Tyreek is still the exact same thing. He could be having a really bad year and you wouldn't know it.
Right.
You would just have to ask the man. Because his numbers look great every single time, no matter what.
I just pulled up the ADP myself. Let me fire back with something right quick. I see staunchly in the first round, Puka Nacua, at least on this ADP. I'm on Football Guys. It was the first Google result. Not sure what Underdog is making of Puka, but he's listed in the first round here, whereas his brethren, Cooper Kupp, is sitting in the third round at wide receiver 26, late third round. Whew. Thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't want to be the guy that has to pick Puka. You know, somebody's got to pick him. I don't know how far you'd let him slide.
I mean, the dude has been a monster. He's got great hands and he's very good in that offense for sure. It's that production is pretty sick. But I don't know. Couldn't we easily see Cooper Kupp kind of righting the ship and getting back into his alpha ways? And
Yeah.
ooh.
But look, when you have a fantasy season like mine last year,
Right.
where you would have just smashed everybody in the very end, you have to think about each of your picks. My downfall was choosing Justin Fields in the fourth round.
Yes.
That quarterback did not pan out. That was not Jalen Hurts.
No, it
You
wasn't. It
know,
was Josh Allen.
he was a person that you didn't know when to play, and he was iffy, and I took a shot on him. And if I had just not taken a shot on him and just picked some random shit like Amari Cooper or something like that, I probably would have won. But
Hurts.
yeah, but like, I'm just not willing to take shots on things that could be such easy, you should have knowns. You know,
Right.
I feel like Cooper Kupp is like a damn, I should have known, dude, type of
Agreed.
thing. Like I saw last year and he's this age and everything. Like, yeah, Cooper Kupp was great, but it really took most of his career to get to the point where he was like dominating the shit out of people. And by the time he was that age, he was that age. I mean, I don't know, man. As a guy who drafted Cooper Kupp last year, I'm scared of that motherfucker now.
It's scary. I get it. You know what? And there's three wide receivers in this ranking that are right ahead of him that I find a fascinating question. So I'm going to give you three names here, JP, and I want you to try to sort through them and say if there's a slam dunk pick for you or kind of fading all three or what your thoughts are. Starts off on Jalen Waddle. We just mentioned Tyreek Hill, his teammate, Jalen Waddle, Keenan Allen, or Devonta Smith. Those three are clumped pretty close together here.
And
Obviously,
that would be what pick for you out of
these are
your
looking like a
draft?
right in the heart of the third round, is what this is saying.
Okay. I think I'll take Keenan again.
Keenan was a monster. I mean, he was nasty and he was extremely good. And Mike Williams cannot say anything. Austin Eckler, another free agent who, boy, really tough end of the year. Not sure if the Chargers feel like re-signing that. It looks like it could have just completely fallen off.
I don't want
Keenan
Devonta
Allen, on the
Smith
other hand.
either.
What's that? I'm sorry.
I don't want Devonta Smith at all.
That's a little sketchy, right? With Jalen Hurts throwing the ball. You just never know when you're going to have his pop-off games or not. Yeah. I agree with you. I think it's a Keenan Allen slam dunk in the third, and Waddle's like, okay, but it's feeling not that spicy. It's almost like you're hoping for a Tyreek injury a little bit.
No, I don't feel good about that at all.
Yeah. Let me peek in here towards some of the later rounds here. Maybe this is a good time for you know what? We'll call these like punt plays.
Do you like Jahmyr Gibbs in the first round?
Well, you know, I had David Montgomery last year and he was extremely good while Jahmyr Gibbs was kind of getting it going a little bit. Pardon me, JP. I'm going to stop it for just a second. We're back. Jahmyr Gibbs is a talent. The offensive line is exceptional. I still think that they're going to give Montgomery some significant work. So first round's a little intense. Obviously, you'd want to be, the bell cow. You look at somebody like Kyren Williams for the Rams, who emerged as the clear bell cow and highly talented. I kind of lean Kyren over Jahmyr Gibbs.
I do
I also
too.
see Jonathan Taylor
Yeah.
here. He also looked very good, but the offense might not be as potent. Oof.
I feel the same way
I
about
think I'm going Jonathan Taylor and Kyren over Jahmyr.
Ooh.
I'm not going to do Devon Achane over Jahmyr.
Hell
I'm
no.
going
I
to
mean,
get Saquon. Saquon, also a free agent.
he's only up there because
Probably going to
it's
be, what is it, given with the 1 year
Hello?
franchise tag him in New
Can you
York,
hear me?
and that team is just not good. I guess I'm
Hello.
picking Jahmyr ahead of Saquon, but he's probably right there for me. He's probably in that RB7-ish range. This is more like a second rounder, heart of the second round. What do you think, man? Kyren Williams,
Can you hear
Jonathan
me?
Taylor, or Jahmyr Gibbs?
Okay.
Oh. Oh no, I can't hear you anymore. Oh. Well, there we are. That was on me. I think yeah. You with me, big dog? Oh no.
Mute, mute,
There we
mute,
go.
mute,
Yeah,
mute,
we're
mute,
here.
mute.
We're
All
here.
right.
Sorry, I'll clip that.
I like Kyren. He's great.
I do too, man. I think he
It's
should
gonna
definitely be ahead of Jameer.
keep happening. He's one of the exceptions to the rule of like you have to pick a player on a good team or something like that. Because that's I mean, that's what I did last year. And I had a lot of success last year. A little bit of failure, but a lot of success and just picking players that I know are on good teams. Like, it might not be the best player sometimes, but it always turns out good because you pick the players on the teams that are just killing it each week. Doing your best to get number ones on those teams. I mean, you can't fail. Stephon Diggs was amazing. I don't know what happened. I mean, obviously there's a conversation to be had about the way they run things now in Buffalo. It's like totally different. It's a complete shift. I mean, it's a good shift. They needed to do that. They were never going to win the way they were playing before, but that shift is really bad for Stephon Diggs
It is.
as a fantasy player. And if it keeps going on like that, well, for instance, me, I'm not picking him next year. I'll still pick Josh Allen. I still think Josh Allen is a great pick in the second round every year.
I
But
think so too. I think leaning in on those potent offenses is usually a good call. I will say this year, obviously, if you avoided teams like the Patriots, who look to have a pretty sour offense, you did well because you really did not want any of that. On the other hand, if you avoided somebody like the Houston Texans because you thought rookie quarterback, there can be some special value there. I think that was a bit of a, once, maybe not once in a lifetime, but a genuine surprise that Houston was able to pop off like they were. Another team, Tampa Bay. Obviously, plenty of value there with Mike Evans and Rashad White there. So sometimes a team lumping into the regular season who kind of look a little spotty, there's still value. It's just like you said, it's usually better to focus on those premier top offenses for sure.
yeah, well, at least all those spotty spots from last year are all filled in. We now know that those offense, or at least that Houston is a good place to get a wide receiver. I don't know about the future of Tampa Bay, but Mike Evans, is he up for a new contract?
He is a free
I think
agent
he
right
is.
now. So is Baker Mayfield. So there could be some changes in that offense. I really hope the Texans do not have a sophomore slump, man. I hope that that was not like a flash in the pan. Scares me a little bit, but rookie QB looked so good. But we've seen it before, right? We saw Burrow. I mean, Burrow was a kind of an injury situation, but Burrow came in, kind of set the league on fire, and then.
But we've also seen Houston get a great quarterback and a great wide receiver and just look pretty fire on offense in the past, and everything just crumbles to dust down there by the border.
Really can, man. The Broncos are kind of an interesting situation where they could regain a little bit of juice. They actually started looking pretty decent down the stretch there, the Broncos, and wouldn't surprise me if they kind of get back into playoff contention. Might be a team to be on the lookout for as well.
I mean, you know about the like the they're like there's like bad blood there between the quarterback and the coaching staff.
Russell Wilson's not winning any hearts over there, huh?
Well, he wasn't he didn't seem butthurt at all. He was just really candid with the media. He was just like, yeah, it seems like they're gonna he was like, I've got this clause in my contract that says if I get messed up during the year, it'll come up on the physical at the end of the year, and that I'll get paid extra money. And the Broncos tried to get me to waive that physical at the end of the year, and I told them no. And he's like, I'm gonna get that physical, I'm gonna get that money. And they said basically that you're not gonna start anymore if you get that physical.
That's wild, man.
And he was like, okay, well, I guess I'm not gonna start anymore. And that's what he told the press. He was like, they're gonna get somebody else next year. It's not gonna be me. It doesn't seem like he does he's that's he said that was his opinion. He's like, I don't think it's gonna be me. They're gonna pick somebody else. Like, don't they have like Teddy Bridgewater still or something?
I don't know about that. They do have our boy Jarrett Stidham.
No, yeah, that's what it is. It's Jarrett Stidham. He's going to be the starter. But I don't know. I mean, I really, really don't like Russ as a football player.
Fair.
I think he's really cringy with the Danger Witch and the Unlimited.
We have to look past that, though, for some fantasy potential value, my friend. We have to.
I'm looking past it to just kind of have some sympathy for him that someone was like, yeah, don't let anybody look at your body and how messed up it is. That sounds so evil.
That's pretty wild, man. Let me turn the script to a team that really started to pop off down the stretch and got into the playoffs. Unfortunately, went up against some difficulties. I think it was against San Francisco. It's the Green Bay Packers, man. That offense
Oh, yes.
so spicy. Who would you guess in this ADP that I'm looking at is the first Green Bay Packer off the board?
Jaden Reed.
It is Jaden Reed. You're absolutely right. He comes in as the wide receiver 31, 52nd overall. So at the end of the fourth round into the fifth round, I know that they spread the ball around, but man, and then you look at Jordan Love. Jordan Love is being drafted as the QB 12 right now. I think that
I
that's
love him.
a solid pick.
I love Jordan Love, dude.
In the
Like,
eighth round, if you can rack up your core starting team with your first seven picks and then grab Jordan Love as an eighth rounder, seems great.
dude, let me tell you what it really is. Everybody hates Green Bay because, I mean, it's not like they win titles all the time, but they used to have Aaron Rodgers and he beats the shit out of you, and it's painful. And they had what, Brett Favre before that? Dude, they found another one.
They may have, man.
I
He's
think I'm almost positive. In a dynasty league, I've got Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love, and I don't. I feel like I'm gonna play Love next year more times than Hurts until he starts not shitting.
God damn,
And
that's wild, man. I know you're a fan of them.
he's been shitting the bed so bad. They can't do the tush push anymore.
Oh, has there been a rule against that, or they just started failing a little bit more?
They started failing.
Yeah,
And
that's.
his guy, the tush pusher, retired.
Oh yeah, Kelsey.
Yeah.
You're right, man. He was the king of it, but I think they could
Man.
probably get somebody. That'd be interesting, obviously, if they can't do that, that takes a lot of his value. Wow. Jordan Love over Jalen Hurts is intense. But man, this Green Bay team, I mean, you look at some of the players who did very well for them. I'm looking at Christian Watson was emerging. I mean, they had everything. Romeo, I guess that's the point, though, is that there's just so many mouths to feed there. There's
But the
not
real one is Reed. He's the
a constant.
Nelson. He's the what was that other guy
Oh, Green
with
Bay
Nelson?
Packers, Jennings.
Yep, that's it. He's the Nelson or the Jennings or whatever.
Dude, if Jaden Reed, if you do a little fifth round Jaden Reed and a little eighth round Jordan Love, a little value stack there, and then you get goodies in between, that could be nice, man. I'm kind of getting excited by that already.
Are you comfortable with Amon-Ra in the first round?
God damn, he looks so good. He looks so good.
Don't see why. I don't see why you shouldn't take him. I think he's I obviously he's higher than Gibbs. I think that's for a reason. I think he's a more sure commodity.
I think so too. I was going to say, I'm not a fan of if I take a, top four. Really, anybody in the top four rounds, I kind of write off the rest of their team. Like, I don't want to get Tyreek and Jalen Waddle. I don't want to get Amon-Ra and Sam Laporta. You know what I'm saying? I don't really like to go in on that. And Sam, so I was going to say, if you get Amon-Ra, that kind of takes Laporta off my board. But man, Laporta is going in the early third round as the tight end one off the board, man. At least on this ADP, that is intense. I know he was fantastic, but I don't mind keeping that at bay. So no, I don't mind Amon-Ra in the first at all. I think he's
Yeah, because that yeah, I at come after Laporta, we've got Travis Etienne. I would rather have Travis Etienne personally. I would you don't like him?
ETN over, did you say over Laporta?
Yeah. I mean,
You
that's
know
your
what?
RB1.
Let me take a quick peek at the tight ends and just see, how I'm feeling about value there. So you got Kelsey in like the third round as well with Laporta. I guess I don't mind Kelsey over Laporta. Let me see.
The fuck after Jalen Waddle, Malik Nabers? That's a rookie.
What?
He's that high up.
Dude, they're plugging in some rooks up top.
Dude, there's not that good of rookies to be putting him in the first four rounds.
That's pretty intense. That's really intense. Yeah, I mean, I think that there's enough. Oh God, they have Dalton Kincaid as the tight end six, though. Oof, oof, ooh, maybe tight end gets real hairy, actually. Well, Evan Ingram as the tight end eight. I mean, he was fantastic, but he goes right there next to Jordan Love. I guess I'm kind of off Laporta where he is right now. So yeah, give me Amon-Ra in the first. And can I circle back with an RB in the second round that I kind of dig a little bit? Not really. I'm kind of like you mentioned ETN. That's fine. Pacheco is not really exciting. Oh man, I don't know at that point. I think I think I want Kyren. Oh God. I think I want Kyren over Amon-Ra, maybe? I don't know. Those running backs get sketchy, man. You got Rashad White as the RB11. Kenneth Walker as RB13. I mean, dude, the running backs are looking very hairy. You've got Derrick Henry, obviously, free agent. Who knows what's happening there? Alvin Kamara, who looked electric, but I don't know if you can count on that production anymore. Man, that running back pool is looking really ugly. Although you do have Joe Mixon all the way back at RB24 on this one. I think that's kind of a bit of hating on Joe Mixon. He wasn't that bad.
Got Nick Chubb down here.
Yeah, Chubb coming off the injury. I don't know, man. I feel like there's more depth at wide receiver this year that seems like
There,
I want to be.
there's always more depth, but there's so little sure things.
Yeah. I don't
Think
know.
about what we thought was a sure thing last year.
Yeah, I mean the wide receivers were okay for the most part. I don't know. That's gonna be a tough call. Tough thing to stomach, man. I don't know if your feet I don't know if you can get out of a draft looking at this RB list. I don't know if you can get out of a draft with three running backs where you're like, nice. I don't think you can really do it, man.
I never do. I always just do two.
I mean, maybe even I don't even know if you're really feeling good about two. You look at all of the even the RB2s here, from Kenneth Walker all the way to David Montgomery is still listed at RB20. Stevenson RB21. Like, oh God, it's filthy.
Raheem Mostert is pick 90.
Yeah, but I think we were really lucky to get what we got out of him, man. Think we were really lucky.
Him and Joe Mixon, they're way back there.
Yeah, Joe Mixon, that feels like a good value right there.
David Montgomery, he's back there too, hanging out with Joe.
You know, I if you don't mind, I'm going to kind of flip the script a little bit and dive into something really random, JP, if that's cool with you.
Yeah.
So I this past year or so, I've been really getting into this book series called Master and Commander. It is based on, well, it's not based on, a movie was based on it. I don't know if you've seen the movie. That's a Russell Crowe movie from the
I've
early
heard it.
2000s.
I remember when it came out.
When it came out, I hit that up in theaters as a young 13-year-old and thought that it was just unbelievable. And ever since then, it's been kind of a token of comfort and guilty pleasure. And I guess through the years, like when I was a late teenager, I started to kind of realize that it was based on a book series, but was kind of intimidated to read the books because I guess I didn't want to necessarily, I don't know. Sometimes, you watch a movie or like Godfather, love all three of the Godfathers, really. I'll still even stand up for the third one. I think it's really good. Decided to dive into the book, and thankfully, it did not tarnish anything about the movies at all. I thought the book, The Godfather, is extremely good and almost serves as like complimentary material. But sometimes you read some books or watch the movies in vice versa order, like Lord of the Rings. And it just doesn't sit well, I guess, because of the differences that are made. I don't know if you've had a similar opportunity or situation where you've read something and it's kind of fucked with your impression on something else.
I've heard that Starship Troopers is really fucking conservatives up right now.
Okay, I could see something like that happening.
They think it's not satire.
That's
Apparently
funny.
the person who made it, they took liberties with the subject matter, the material, like the book, and they turned it into more of a satire than it was supposed to be. And it's anti-fascist, it's like anti-Nazi or something.
Sure.
It's pretty funny.
That's intense. But I decided, you know what? I love this movie so much. Like, you've seen it so many times. It's time for you to dive into the book. So, and the real reason is, as always with everything I do in my life, it's because I saw the book at Goodwill and I snatched that bitch up for a dollar and dived in. And at the time, I thought that maybe there was just one book that the movie was based on. Turns out, this is
21.
a, what's that?
21 books.
Bro, 21 books is crazy. That's just so much content, if you will, that this guy wrote over a 30-year period. And what's intense is that the movie is based on like the 10th one. It's not even based on the first one. It's based on like one halfway through the series. And so anyways, I dive into the first one and I've gotten so familiar with these characters, and thankfully the movie, as far as I can tell, is very respectful and honest to not only the plot content, but the character personalities and attributes. And so getting to see these characters when they're kind of young guns versus in the movie when they're established ballers, basically out in the ocean fighting Napoleon, is just so amazing. And the immersion that these books have, where you get just sucked into that time frame of England versus Napoleon and his, European conquering, it's incredible. And the books are definitely very rich on like the naval terminology, so it can be a bit of a snooze fest sometimes because you just don't know what the fuck he's talking about with these boats. He gets hella nerdy on the boats and the naval combat. But man, these characters of this young upcoming captain he's not really impoverished. His father's actually a well-to-do person, but he was raised up on the ships, man. Like, he was on ships since he was 4 or 5 years old, going, that's his life. And to see him kind of going through the ranks, and he's a kind of a bit of a brutish character, but he's very passionate and joyful, really. And he has this countermate who you see plenty in the movie, but it's even more stark in the books, is this like doctor surgeon who also plays the spot of a spy. He's actually a almost like James Bond, but obviously James Bond is like very out in front about being a spy. This doctor is very covert about it. And the way it meshes the naval combat with his spy work is, it's just so delightful. And thankfully, the books, the first couple books, which are clearly the most popular, you can find those at Goodwill almost any day of the week. It was a very heavily published series, but most of the books towards later and were not, and it's not that easy to get some of those, but they did make a like collection of them all. And JP, I have just been destroying it. I'm like 2,700 pages deep right now. I think I looked up before the pod, Harry Potter as a series has 3,400 pages. So I did more Harry Potter than this, but I'm quickly coming up to that precipice with this book series, and I would just highly recommend it to the crowd, man. It is so well done. It takes a little while to get into, especially if you haven't seen the movie yet and you can't really grasp who these characters are. It does take a while, but some of the payoffs, some of the excitement of these naval battles mixed with the delight and learning that you get from the lifestyle that these people live. I mean, it is just everything I could have ever asked for. And honestly, JP, I didn't know if I was going to get this feeling ever again. I don't know how you're feeling about content and movies and books, but my giddiness towards things has definitely cooled down in my, late 20s and 30s. And this has just peaked it right back up. And I
Does it
haven't.
make you want to play that new pirate game or whatever?
I don't know what that game that you're referencing is, But when I started this book, I did try to give the Assassin's Creed Black Flags, I think it was called. It was like a boating game.
I had that game. I remember.
I tried for a while and just found it so unsatisfactory, unfortunately. Maybe I went in with like way too much expectation or hype, but it was just like, oh, this is not doing it for me.
Yeah, that's definitely, I mean, it's an Assassin's Creed game, so it's mostly just about like beating the people up.
Yes, and grinding a little bit. And there was a good amount of like exploration, and some of the boat stuff was kind of fun, but it wasn't exactly what I was looking for, I guess. I'm not sure if, but anyways, what is this? Do you know the name of this new Pirates game? I'd be happy to peek at it.
No, I don't know the name of it, but it's been like they've been teasing it for like 8 years or some shit like that. I heard it's like a slight disappointment.
Damn it.
Something about like not much to do outside of the ship,
I see.
but I think it's like online and whatever. Anyway, people are just getting advertised heavily and people are talking about it.
I might have to dabble, man. I might have to. But what I'm really hoping happens, JP, is that obviously we got the movie in 2003. It was so good. That movie is still, I mean, seriously, I would say it's one of my favorite movies, if not maybe my favorite movie, JP. That's intense to say because it's certainly not really like the most thoughtful piece, but it's just perfect in what it does. And anyways, we got that. It did not do very well at the box office. So I'm not surprised that Hollywood has not seen the possibility of fruit here. It also came out right around times of Pirates of the Caribbean, which is obviously a similar vein, but more on the comedic fantasy adventure side of things. So there was a bit of a, missed audience, I guess. But man, JP, when I'm reading this book, I can just picture it being this amazing TV show. It would be so incredible if it was like a 5 or 6 season, maybe even more, It would be expensive as hell to make because of the actual production that's going on.
Yeah, I've lost hope in TV ever being able to be that good
That's a good call, man. Although I will say,
for that
obviously.
long. Like, I mean, something to take on a series that's that length, you know, like to keep, I mean, you'll keep my interest for that period of time, but you won't keep the ratings up or something. It's just gonna get canceled. It's gonna be a great show. It's just gonna get canceled. That's what happens to every fucking thing these days.
God damn it, you're so right. You're so right. But even if I got a series or two, a season or two, it would be better than hopefully nothing. Although at the same time, obviously, in a couple of weeks from now, we do have the remake of the Shogun TV series, which is getting good reviews from what I hear. Obviously, they made Shogun into a mini series back in like the 80s, and it was 80s as fuck. And as a Shogun, also one of my top books of all time, I was kind of soft to the 80s show, even though it is, I think, as an outside viewer, it is ridiculously bad, but I was nerding out to it pretty hard. And so I'm excited for this remake, and I think it should be good. I'm definitely going to tune in. So I have a little bit of hope for, we're still young, man. We've still got like 40 years
Yeah.
for them to get things right,
Well, just as a shout out to what I've been up to lately, I've been getting into like I've been really enjoying the Nintendo DS gaming.
yes.
I think it just fun. I mean, I've always had one and had games for it, but I'm starting to realize that it might have been like the greatest gaming system of all time. It's so compact, such a heavy library, and the games are very high quality. And
Have you been playing, man?
so I've been playing like the Fire Emblem games.
Oh.
Those are good. Grand Theft Auto, Chinatown Wars, is really good. There's a Final Fantasy Tactics game that's really cool that they have on there. There's just all kinds of stuff. Like I've got the Ocarina of Time 3D version or whatever, where it's like Ocarina of Time, but they updated the graphics or whatever. It's crazy. So just having a great time with that. See, one of me and Jessica's favorite shows is back on the air. Abbott Elementary. Have you ever heard of that show?
Not.
It's a comedy that's on, like, what is it? Maybe what's Abbott on? Is it ABC, NBC? It's an ABC show.
Let me get a little.
Hi, Mark Barden at Sandy.
No, not Sandy Hook. Abbott Elementary.
Yeah. It's
Welcome back,
let me get a face
dorks,
right here
and
on the
welcome
call.
back,
I can hear that.
Right now.
Yes, and here we go. All right, now it is time to get this party started.
Obviously, my kid just started elementary school, so.
So basically, this girl that was like a really, really popular BuzzFeed employee back in the days of like the heyday of BuzzFeed, she was in all the videos. She's the person who created the show. She writes on it, and she's also the star. She's like that short girl who's in like every shot.
I see her.
She does a really great job, and the show is really funny, and we always look forward to when the seasons come out.
It looks adorable. It looks really adorable.
Looking at that, we just finished Fargo. We just finished the Fargo with Juno Temple and the dude from Stranger Things and Jennifer Jason Leigh. Oh, the greatest. Except she did like a gangster accent in it. She was like, "Man, see, I'm Jennifer Jason Leigh." See, it was pretty bad, but we appreciated her showing up for the party.
I was just about to say this looks like the chick from Hateful Eight, and it
She
is.
is, yes, yeah, her.
You know, Hateful Eight is a movie that I dabbled in but did not see all the way through, and I
Well,
that.
she's from Existenz. That's the best movie that she's ever been in. It's so good.
Know, give me 1 second to
Yeah.
add up.
Existenz.
Existenz.
Dude, yes. It starts with the letter X.
Struggling. Existence.
X. I think XI.
You're right. Here we go. Oh, Jude Law here.
Yeah, dude. This movie is nuts, but
They're
it's awesome.
holding like a
It's.
dragon gun in the picture.
Yeah, like so the whole movie is about game designers, except in the future, video games are designed on organic material that slithers into your spine so that you like neurologically link to it. And she makes this game system that looks like a couple of lungs melded together or something like that. And to use it, you have to stick this thing in your spine, and it's crazy.
Oh God.
And it's like the weirdest movie ever. It's like such a mind fuck.
Oh baby.
But yeah,
I'm diving in, JP.
that movie is nuts.
Oh dude, thanks for the recommendation.
And she was the aunt on Weeds.
Oh shit. Okay. Nice. Well, I'm gonna watch Existenz this week at some
I mean,
point.
I'm sure she did. I feel like I'm probably doing her a disservice. I'm sure her career is better than that. I'm not looking at her thing, but
Looks like she got kicked off on not kicked off the set, kicked off her career on Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
oh yeah, she was naked on it.
Damn, I haven't seen that movie yet.
There's nudity on it
Nice.
to start a like 19-year-old.
Don't mind it. You know where I saw surprise nudity? Maybe
Where?
not surprise to the audience. But the original vacation movie with Chevy Chase, where they go across America to the future.
Yeah, okay. What is it, the wife or
I
what?
had seen that on TV, like, I don't know,
Like,
many.
not Christmas vacation, just vacation.
Just the OG. And was like, okay, this is just a very safe comedy. You know, all I really remember from my childhood, obviously, is them going to the theme park and it being closed. Spoiler alert. And also that there was this super hot chick who drives like a Corvette on the highway. I don't know if you've watched that movie very much. Anyways, that's all I remember. Happened to see the Blu-ray at Goodwill, snatched up just to see if there was any additional content. Dude, that is not really like a family movie. It
No, let me tell you something. National Lampoon is something that came off of Mad Magazine.
That's
It
fair.
was something that started off as like a crude magazine, and it became crude movies. They did Animal House and Caddyshack,
That's true.
and then they went into the vacation ones. But yeah, it was all about just like dirty jokes and like college student humor and stuff like that.
I thought vacation was like them trying to get a different audience a little bit.
I
And
think
so,
it probably was. You're
yeah.
probably right about that. They're probably trying to make it a little bit better.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if when it came out, which I don't even know when it was it early 80s or something like that? Feels
Not
like.
sure.
Let me see when it first came out. 83, I nailed it. Nice, early 80s.
Wow.
I bet many, like 11-year-olds went to that movie, and when tits came on, I bet it wasn't even like that big of a deal, really.
Well, you know that PG rated movies used to have boobs in them.
Exactly. That's my point, is that at the time that's not even like a huge deal. It's just kind of a fun thing to laugh at and a little.
Not in 1983.
Oh.
It's not a big deal then, I'm sure. Even in the 90s, like they like I said, I've seen movies from the 90s that were PG and had boobs in them.
Yes, agreed. But I was still surprised, I guess. And you're right. It is the mom in Damn Boy. She do be fine though.
What is it? Let me see. Who
Don't know. Yeah, you can look up some tit pics, I'm sure. And she
I
is.
don't have to see that. I just want to know who you're talking about. Oh, yeah. So I guess she was the mom in like all of them.
I think she stayed true for all of them. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I remember her. Ooh, man. She looked better before she got like a ton of work.
Uh-oh. Do you
She
hate
got, these plastic surgeons really do these people wrong.
dude, just butchered. It's a sad
Like,
situation.
I don't want to dwell on it, but did you see what that plastic surgeon did to the girl from The Boys?
Let me, you got a name or am I digging in?
Let me see.
Erin Moriarty.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Type in like her name and like before and after.
Oh.
It's like a person who's just like
Oh.
they have the gift. They have the
Oh
gift of just being conventionally beautiful without any like without even
no. Oh.
trying.
What happened?
And then they go to get plastic surgery and they just pump their cheeks full of stuff
Oh, not
and
only
pump their
that.
lips full of stuff and they start looking like really weird
Really weird. And then you've
for
got the
no reason and a lot of money.
bro
A lot of money.
before the surgery, so fine. My God,
Yeah.
like exceptionally pretty, and then just
Yeah.
torched up.
Yeah.
That's tough to see, man. It happens on the regular. It's a
Oof.
shame. But the vacation mom was spicy in that first movie, and it was exciting to watch.
Surprising.
I will say that movie is in general not very good, but it does have like some moments, and I appreciate what they were going for, and it was.
Well, that I think they kind of lost the real good magic by that time.
Oh, Nashville.
Yeah, Caddyshack is great.
Great.
Animal House is great. And just because it's themed after Christmas, the Christmas National Lampoon, I think, is pretty good. But the other stuff, it's great for kids on, like, watching Comedy Central late at night or something like that.
Agreed. Agreed. Man, the 3DS is something that I also own, but have never given its fair shake, man. I really only played the, what is the 3D Zelda game that came out for it at the time? Is it something like,
oh, it's like that remake of A Link to the Past.
Was it a remake?
The top down one?
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, they
like
did
the mirror or something like that, or like the
pink. Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't think it was a remake, man. I think it was let me see here.
So there's the train one, there's the hourglass one. And then there's Majora's Mask, there's Ocarina of Time, and then there's the remake of Link to the Past. It's not just a remake, like, they add on to it. They, like, made the graphics really great and they added shit to it. But it's top down.
This one's called A Link Between Worlds.
That's it. Yeah, that's the Link to the Past, like, remake, update, reboot, whatever you want to call it.
I must have just never played A Link to the Past in my life, and so it all felt so crisp to me.
Yeah, it's really great. I have it. I actually have the 3DS that came out with that game. So same. when you bought it, it came with the game. So
that just must have been what I have then. That is, yeah, the golden Zelda 3DS.
That's it. Yeah.
I should dive back in, man. I should try to peel off some. I guess DS games must be pretty cheap online. They have to be, right?
No, it's really not very good.
Really, they haven't served, and there must be just like, you must be able to just like torrent it and download it right to the DS.
Oh yeah, you can do some really cool stuff like that. Like you can go and just get a SD card and stick it in your DS, and it'll have like every single game ever.
There we go.
Yeah,
that's all I really want to do. I'm not trying to collect, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, yeah. Do that. Do that with the and just like look up a YouTube video of how to. Like what to download and everything.
I'll try to do that, man. JP, I'm gonna have to bounce off here, but man, it was so good to reconnect.
Yeah, I always love jumping on the pod.
We're gonna do it more often, man. We're gonna catch it back up and get things moving again.
All right.
Much love, big guy. I'll see
I'm
you next
stoked
week.
For it. See you next time.
Bye.